One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. You know the meaning of a new creation? A new kind of man. He's a new type. Paul was crying out. He said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Hey. Listen, listen. In Genesis chapter number 1, reading from verse 26, God said, let us make man. Let us make homo sapiens. You get it? Let us make homo sapiens. Let us make man in our image. Let him look like us and function like us. He used to look different and he used to function differently. You understand what I'm talking about? So God made man in his image. From then on, homo sapiens began to look like gods. That's the reason homo sapiens has not have an evolution to look different all these 6,000 years. Because almost 6,000 years ago, God recreated homo sapiens to look like God. Are you listening to me? Now he looks like God. But then God came up with another plan. He said, let us put inside homo sapiens the nature of God. So homo sapiens became born again. He became a new creation. In Genesis, homo sapiens was a new type of man already. God came again with another type. Hey, yeah, yeah. Now that a man is born again, with the life and nature of God, he's not what he used to be. He's not subject to the devil. This new creation that Paul talks about is superior to Satan. When you are a new type of being, when you are born again, a new species, you are superior to Satan. You don't need to be delivered from the devil. Are you still there? You don't need to be delivered from the devil. But when you don't know, he says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. But when you know, the day you find out, you know what Jesus meant when he said, and ye shall know the truth. He didn't say the truth shall set you free. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. There's a difference between set you free and make you free. To be set free means that the chains have now been broken and the door has been opened, and there is a proclamation, an emancipation proclamation to your credit. That is to be set free. That doesn't mean you're going to come out of bondage. The fact that something has been written concerning you that you're free will not bring you out. The fact that the door is open doesn't mean you're going to come out. The fact that the chains have been broken doesn't mean you're going to come out free. You may still remain in there. You are still not free. You're only legally free, but you're still inside the bondage. Jesus didn't say, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. He said, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. In other words, when you have a revelation of the truth, he says that truth will cause you to come out of the bondage. That truth will cause you to take to your advantage the emancipation proclamation, whatever it concerns. When you know the truth, all you do is, wow, wow, I refuse to be broke. Wow. Hey. My. You say, I refuse to be sick. Wow. I just found out about my health. Wow. I refuse to fail. Wow. I'll never be broke in my life. Man, oh man, I'm a success. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. You get home and you say, wow, I just found out my children are not supposed to be sick. Wow. You say, devil, get out of my boy. Get out of my girl. In the name of Jesus. You go, wow. You say, I had a tumor in my body. I just found out the truth. Tumor, you're dead. You go, wow. Somebody say, wow. I know who I am. Wow. Say, I'm a success. How could I fail? Fail me? Never. God. Hallelujah. Can I tell you something? You know, when you begin to understand this kind of stuff, when you wake up in the morning, the day looks like it was yesterday. Nobody has brought you anything. Life still looks hard and dark. But this is what the fight of faith means. When you get up, you look at life and you say, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. You say, I am piercing through the darkness with the light of God. In the name of Jesus. You say, the darkness of poverty, I'm coming against you as the light of God. In the name of Jesus. There may be nobody out there to help you, but you're not looking to man. You are not looking to man. You begin to say, they may have not given me a good job, but I'm going to be a job provider. I know. Can you shout amen, somebody? You know it. As I'm speaking now, inside your spirit, you just know this thing is real. You just know. You know it. You know it. Shout, I know it. Yep, yep, yep. I feel it on the inside. Yep. Hallelujah. Sit down. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, the future belongs to you. Can you say amen? I see the sign of greatness in you. I see it. I see it. I see it, brother. I see it, sister. I see it in you. Oh, glory to God. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's finish this thing. In verse 11, he says, and this is the record that God has given to us, Zoe, Zoe. And this Zoe is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath Zoe, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not Zoe. Hey, yeah, yeah. Now, watch this. I told you, we're supposed to know. We are supposed to know if we're born again. We're supposed to know if we're children of God. Now, let's look at verse 13. This is big. He says, these things have I written unto you that believe. Hey! Hey! If you don't have a Bible here tonight, I feel sorry for you. Look at this. Look at this. Stop. Look at it. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know. Look at it. Look at it. That ye may know that ye are going to have. That ye may know that ye have eternal life. And that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. He says, I've written these things for you that you may know that you have it. He says, I want you to know, because when you know, you have confidence. When you know, you have boldness. When you know, you can walk in the light of it. We are supposed to know. Tell somebody, I'm supposed to know that I'm a child of God. I'm supposed to know that I have the life and nature of God. He said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. We are supposed to know. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.